This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for those of us on the DJV program, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, to work our way through the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. That's one of the things that we do as the week comes to a close. Over the weekend, people are interested in our thoughts. We're interested in your thoughts. That's why our social media is available for your thoughts on the issues of the day. Twitter, at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So all of us will have our thoughts intertwined here into the lists itself, the story list and the people list, those two together, top 10 items. Sometimes I start at the bottom, sometimes I start at the top with both the people list and the story list. I think this week we'll start at the top because of the continuing focus and misinformation about the variant and the vaccines and the masks, plus the fact that there's a thing floating around that cats can catch the virus if they sleep on your bed. Did you hear that? There's a lot of people who, you know, we all like to sleep with our
cats,
right?
My cat survived when I had, when I had COVID. She,
well, where do they get it?
Unfortunately, in December, but I don't think she got COVID from me.
She didn't get COVID?
No.
So how is it that cats can get it and dogs can't? I don't think we've asked our pal Warren Eckstein that question, have we? Under the circumstances, it's probably, is there something in their DNA that equates to our DNA? I'm not sure whether they have an answer, but it's just something to be aware of. And then all of the discussion about masks and where to, isn't it mandatory in California now to be back on?
It's not mandatory, but it's heavily advised. And, you know, so many people, because our vaccine numbers and our natural immunity numbers in California are really good. And it doesn't feel like people are getting sick. So it feels like there's just more control trying to be asserted by the government. And I think people are sick of it. You know, people, it's been a year and a half. We've been getting a lot of mixed messages. And so even in LA, I do still see people like out on the street wearing masks. But I think there's a growing number of people who are very complacent, by the way, throughout all of the pandemic, that are now like, you know what, enough is enough. We're done. Mm-hmm. We've done what we're supposed to do, and we're over it.
I think that's true. Yeah. All right, number two on the story list this week. And by the way, when I go through this with the ladies, doesn't mean that whatever is said is all there is to say. There's plenty to be said, and it'll come out probably
in
another
conversation. That's the way it is.
Yes, that's the way it is. Okay, so the Trump Organization is number two. The prosecutors have charged the organization with a tax scheme. For the past 15 years, they've been doing all kinds of things, apparently engaging in aggressive accounting maneuvers, $70,000 for his haircuts, his airplane, so makeup,
$100,000. It's really not just Trump, though. It's the guy that they charged is his CFO. So
Alan Weiselberg, is that even
Weiselberg,
Weiselberg.
And I think I don't know. It's again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. The Southern District has been looking into the Trump Organization for a really long time. They get Michael Cohen to kind of try to turn and try to provide evidence to them. This, if you look at what this entails, and yes, it's stupid, but it's hard to believe that this isn't happening at other places. I mean, the guy didn't declare that he got money as a bonus for his kids to go to Columbia. He didn't declare some of his bonuses. Does that really rise to the level of this big corruption case? You know what I mean?
Well, in fact, this is bad.
It depends.
Where the hell has the IRS been? Where's the IRS?
Right, right. Well, but the IRS, this stuff has all been locked up with Trump's tax returns, too, for the organization and for his personal stuff. So they just got those tax returns released in February of this year. So
the IRS doesn't have to release them. They have them.
Yeah, the IRS has them. Right, but they weren't released to the Southern District until February. But the thing that's interesting, though, is, you know, my husband and I were talking about this last night because he, you know, has worked with Michael Cohen, and they were texting about this yesterday. So the funny thing is, like, I wonder if
if this guy's going to go to jail, because, you know, Jen, you and I followed Mike the situation. He evaded taxes that were only a couple hundred thousand. So, and he went to jail for 18 months.
Throw him in. And this is, I think, in total value, like 900,000 over the years. I think they've added up. And I'm sure if they want to put him in jail, they will. But I really... But in fact, the lawyers already come out and said that there's no indictments for Trump or his family. I mean, but I think is what they're trying to do.
Weisselberg's just
and it's the same, it's the same thing that they did to Michael Cohen. Is they're not interested in him. They want to get him to flip and sing like a canary on Trump. And so this guy, I don't think there's. I don't know. I just don't think there's anything to sing on. But I think that's the idea, is that they want to press him and say, you're going to go to jail. You're an old man. You're not going to get out of jail. You're going to lose your family.
It's political hacksterism. It was like Glee time at the New York Times. You'd think that this was like World War II or something. This is all over.
Crimes like this, whether it's a situation or this guy or Bernie Madoff or whoever, what good does it have these guys to do to be in jail? Why are they not paying off their debt, right?
Yes,
why
right.
are they not paying off their debt to whoever they swindled it from or
well,
to
the situation did
whatever.
Have to pay his debt back.
Yeah.
And he had to pay fines on top of what he evaded. So, and jail. So
he paid fines. Where'd the money go? Where'd the money go?
Well, to the IRS, because he hadn't
paid
taxes.
Didn't go back there. Well, it didn't go to the people, Madoff, what the little he paid back.
No.
It didn't go to the people that he screwed. It went to the federal
case,
government.
They try to recoup, I guess, as much as they can and give it back to the victims. But just talk to Kevin Bacon and Keir Sedgwick about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't get their money back from Bernie Madoff.
Mm-mm. Nope. Yep. All right, so there's that. Then the number three item on the story list here is the mayoral race in New York, and I guess to a point, the situation in California with a recall, and there is a there's no national
problem.
Name here. The people
but beyond the names of people who are running, let's talk about New York for a second, because the reason that made news this week is that there were 135,000 test ballots that were counted as real ballots and put in the wrong column. So now if you look and see what the results of the election were in New York, even though it was a couple weeks ago, you're going to find nothing because they're having to go through and recount everything again. And this is it's incredible to me that after all of the nuttiness after the presidential election in 2020, that this could even be a possibility that this would happen. It's
I don't know why
pathetic.
Why did they change to ranked choice voting now? This is
that's
where
the
mess came from, because this is the first time
they've
done
changed
it.
Now, I mean, that's probably something internally, and I don't know about the timing. I mean, if people voted for it, then it's going to be put into be implemented when it's supposed to be implemented. But
apparently, it's a mess.
It doesn't mean that we can get it wrong. I mean, 135,000 votes mean something to a mayoral race in New York City. The fact that there are 1.8 million more registered voters in California than there are eligible voters, that means something in a congressional race where somebody wins a race by 300 votes. I mean, for people who are saying we need to make it easier, we need to loosen restrictions and all of this crap, let's tighten it up so that it works, so that everybody gets a vote, so that everybody can easily access their vote, make their vote, and that we can make sure that it's all counted. Because right now, I have no confidence in that.
No.
It's a disaster.
The whole voting system is a disaster. Okay, coming up, some things from the Supreme Court as the announcements continue this past week of various things that they have voted on and are ruling on during this past session. That's coming right up here on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to our circumstances here, reviewing the hot hits, the charts for the week of June 28th to the 2nd of July. By the way, happy 4th of July for everybody celebrating here in America. You're listening to this program, which is produced in America, but heard all around the world on various sources, wherever you get your podcasts, or at djvshow.com, which is also where you can find a list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people, that along with the Talkers magazine. So some of the Supreme Court items, number four this week, the rulings from the Supreme, they keep coming out. They've been coming out for the last two, 3 weeks. So this was a 6-3 vote. The court upheld voting restrictions in Arizona. So the Voting Rights Act of 1965 is still, well, it's in place, but it's not as strong. Is that the way you all would read this? What do you think?
These two rulings are pretty important. They deal with two separate issues. The first
well,
is
you
that
talking about the revealing the identities. No, go ahead. It's all right. Go ahead.
No, the Supreme Court ruling. So there are two things that were at play. One is that as we try to loosen voter laws, there's this idea that people can cast their votes in multiple precincts. So if you are registered to vote in one, you can go anywhere you want to cast your vote. And the Supreme Court said that that was not racist to end that, because Arizona wanted to end that, and then the Democrats sued in Arizona saying that that was racist. And they said no. The Supreme Court ultimately said no, it is not racist, that it's up to the state of Arizona to make that decision. The other one, which most of the country's been hearing about, but me living in California, I've heard about a little bit longer, is ballot harvesting. And the Supreme Court also said that it is not racist to strike down ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting is the process of collecting multiple ballots and dumping them off into a voter box or into a precinct, into a polling place. The reason that that is dangerous is that you lose chain of custody. So each ballot, and we've talked about it a lot, has chain of custody documented on it. So, for instance, Victoria said when she used mail-in, she was able to track that ballot as it went through the process, and she was able to ensure that it got counted. That's called chain of custody. What happens is when you have ballot harvesting, that is gone because it goes into the hands of someone else and not necessarily being tracked through the system.
Well, what prevents someone from doing... Like, Lewis and I did a Dropbox, so we just took our ballots, dropped them off. We each had, you know, the little tracking number that we tracked. But what prevents someone from writing down their tracking number and then handing it to their neighbor or whomever who can drop it
you
off
can,
for them if they're disabled or...
A lot of times what's happening is that people go to nursing homes or they go to churches or whatever, and they collect a lot of ballots. And the question is, does it give the opportunity for fraud? And I think many people worry that that provides an opportunity for fraud or to pressure people to vote in a certain way. That was the accusation against Republicans, actually, in California this time around. The Republican Party figured out how to ballot harvest, and they started going to churches. And the Democrat Party was like, wait a second, you're putting the pressure on all these people to vote in a certain way. And it's just not a good practice. One vote,
the
one
end
person.
Of June, usually when they make all these announcements, if a justice is going to retire, that is made clear. Stephen Breyer, it did not announce that he was retiring. 21 after the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Time now for us to get into the social media aspect of things going on in the News Talk Radio world. Comments from you about some of the issues of the week. One of the questions that we asked Jay Kirshner was whether or not reporters should be forced to give up their sources. That's a continuing conundrum, it would seem. Some people, well, never mind what I say, what some people say. What are some of the people that listen to our program say?
Yeah, pretty much everybody believes that they should. Once upon a time, it was to protect the source, but now it seems like they're protecting opinions over facts. Michael Dunn says, these days, these poor excuses for journalists make up the sources themselves and then have no responsibility or accountability. It's wrong and misleading. Randy,
you know, that's a whole other thing. That's an interesting thing. How much of it is they don't want to tell because they don't really have anybody and they've made it up? These stories,
I think it's both.
Anyway, go ahead, Jay. Excuse me.
Randy Hendrickson says, nope, reporters should not be forced to give up their sources, but then also adds, government employees shouldn't be allowed to plead the fifth.
Okay, there you go. Michael Moore listens to this program, huh? That's cool.
Right? Pretty stuff. I'm not sure it's that
filmmaker
Michael Moore.
Or the LAPD police chief, because there's only two, right?
Right, there are two. Yeah.
Moore says, I would be more likely to believe some of the news from a privately held organization that is not compromised by a corporate agenda. News, just that. If I want an opinion, I'll go ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that's not a bad idea.
No, it isn't, but it's, there's still a lot of corruption here. Okay, what else do people say?
Chris Burton says, that's an interesting question. In the past, it was obvious. It was an attempt to protect the source. And however, these days, so much is just plain unsubstantiated trash.
Yes, that's a good phrase. I like that. I have to hold on to that. Unsubstantiated trash.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't have ghosts. It's not like ghostwriters. I think that when it does come to reporting on something, sources need to be named because there has to be some kind of paper trail. I feel like today's society, we all need receipts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good. Meghan McCain is leaving The View. What are people saying about that?
Some people said good. Good riddance. A lot of other people say it's a bummer. Tabitha Young says she's the only one that seemed sane on the show. Well, Jeremy Wood kind of echoed that and said, I'm surprised she stayed as long as she did with her kind of family money. I'm sure she didn't need the check, but it was good to have a voice of some logic on there.
Mm-hmm. And interesting how the trickle-down business, because the mother is the heiress for the largest beer distribution facility in Arizona. So they're worth a couple hundred million bucks. And, does that automatically apply to the children as well under the circumstances? I think that's an interesting question. All right, so I said it was the 4th of July Independence Weekend. Question, how long does one identify as a true patriot, or how do you identify yourself? What are the people saying responding to that?
Jeff Schmidt identifies it as stand for what's right for everybody, in all caps, respect for people who have served in our military and our flag, respect for your elders, family values, and God, and most importantly, all caps, you must love dogs.
Yay!
There you go. That's one we can all get behind.
Yep. All right, who else?
Kevin Kimmel says, I fly my flag year-round and replace it when it gets damaged and on Flag Day. If on or near a veteran's hospital or on a military post, I stop and salute.
How do you dispose of a flag properly?
Oh, add to this as well, turns the damaged flag into the VFW to be disposed of properly.
You don't throw them in the trash.
No,
right.
you're not supposed to burn them.
You don't toss them in the bonfire either.
All right, who else? What else have we got on this? This is good stuff.
John Baker actually points out flying a flag, dressing patriotic, adorning your yard does not make one a patriot. Actions like voting, supporting our troops, police, firemen, being law-abiding citizens, helping those less fortunate, and working toward the betterment of society as a whole is the foundation of patriotism.
All right, so we post all these, don't we, on our social media pages, ourselves at Twitter and Instagram?
Yes, we post the questions, and you chime in with your comments at DJB Show is the handle.
Help yourself. 28 past the hour on the DJV overview. What's going on in the world of News Talk Radio? Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rescuers were given the go-ahead to resume the search for victims of the Surfside, Florida building collapse after the remaining portion of the building was pulled down in a controlled demolition Sunday night. Officials say the demolition went exactly as planned about 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Pope Francis went to a Rome hospital on Sunday for scheduled surgery of his large intestine. The news came a few hours after Francis greeted the public in St. Peter's Square and told them he would go to Hungary and Slovakia in September. Officials in Cuba evacuated 180,000 residents amid concerns about flooding from the deadly tropical storm Elsa as it rolls along the southern region on Monday. The National Hurricane Center said it would gain minimal strength after Elsa moves over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Saturday declared a state of emergency in 15 counties. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on July 4th, 1776, and that makes the country 245 years old as of Sunday. That was the day we went from the United Colonies to the United States of America. House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy from California, tells Fox News how conservatives view the 4th of July.
This weekend is about celebrating America's greatness. America is exceptional. Yeah. We're conceived in liberty and dedicated that everybody's equal. You know, America is more than an idea. We're more than just a country. Because you know what? This idea is so powerful. 32 years ago, a million kids in China went to Tiananmen Square and stood up to a tank to have freedom of speech. Just in the last 2 years in Hong Kong, they stood against China and the communism because they craved freedom of speech. Even in Iran, when they paint the American flag or the Israeli flag, wanting the college students to walk over it, they walked around it. There's a reason why America should lead in the world, because it's about freedom. There is no better place, no greater place that you can succeed than here. And it's the foundation. But it goes back to what Benjamin Franklin said in that constitutional convention. They asked him, what did he create? We created a republic if you can keep it. It's our responsibility in this generation to stand up to China, to stand up to big tech, to stand up to wokeism. We would not be America today if we allowed wokeism in. And this critical race theory is racism. It's telling students and children to judge one another based upon the color of their skin.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen here with the DJV people, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We are set to have another half-hour discussion about the charts this week that are posted at talkers.com and on our social media at DJV Show. The story of this week went through half of the important, the top half, if you will, of the story list. Let's do the same with the people list. Joe Biden is at number one on the Talker people list this week. Lots to be said about what's going on, what he's doing for the weekend. I don't know that there's, is there anything that really stands out?
I think they have the Capitol fireworks, right? That's the tradition every year for the president, right?
There was also the bit of controversy because federal government shut down South Dakota. Kristi Noem, the governor there, wanted to do fireworks as they do every year at Mount Rushmore. And because it's a national park.
Federal facility.
The federal government shut them down, yet they're still having fireworks at the Capitol. And so there's been this back and forth about whether or not that was political retribution or what?
Fire hazards or something? I don't know.
They do it every year?
Top of Mount Rushmore? There's nothing up there but rock.
Yeah.
Not likely there's going to be a big fire up there. If you've never been, it's a...
Well, it's surrounded by brush, right?
Well, you've got to spread yourself out a little bit. And it's a... She's become a lightning rod for a lot of the stuff that the Democrats don't like.
People get scared of her because she's young and, you know, good-looking, attractive, and conservative, and that's not
she needs to have
decided.
A better... She needs to have a hamburger, though. Okay, next. Hey. Dr. Fauci. We've still got this guy... Why hasn't he gone away yet? And his pronouncements. Nobody listens to him. I don't even know why he's on the list, frankly. Nobody listens to him.
That's not true, actually. You don't listen to him, but
no, I don't.
A major chunk of the country does.
I think most critical thinkers who realize that he's been lying to people and funneling money to fund this gain-of-function research, and all you have to do is look at the documentation because it's all there online, I think people are waking up and they're like, okay, maybe we need a different spokesperson for this disease because credibility, it's going.
All right, number three on the list is Donald Trump. I don't know that we have to rehash all of the stuff that we've talked about already with regard to the indictments and how
he's trending this week because he went to the border. And that was a huge deal because it was the catalyst that brought Kamala Harris to the border last Thursday. Because they had no intention of going to the border until Trump said that he was going on the 30th, and that's what he did this week with Governor Abbott. And he actually went to McAllen, Texas, where there's a real problem. Kamala Harris went to El Paso, where there is border wall and not much to
see.
No problem. And shouldn't even go the 10 miles out of the way to go to the migrant facility where the kids are being, where there have been reports of sexual abuse going on in government facilities. She didn't go there. And so Trump went to the border, and he stayed, and he did town halls, and he answered questions, and he looked more presidential. And here's the thing. If Obama had done this to Trump, I would have gone apoplectic. But Obama didn't have to do this to Trump because Trump actually handled the border. And the Biden administration is not doing
debatable.
That.
What, that they're handling
debate
the
away,
immigration
but
thing?
The proof is in the pudding. I mean, this is 25-year, 25-30-year
They're not handling the immigration
high.
Situation
not,
at
no
all.
Way.
They made a mess of it. Yeah. Okay, Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney are 4 and 5. It seems Ms. Pelosi has chosen Liz Cheney as the only Republican to be on this House Select Committee to investigate the Capitol riot. At the moment, Liz Cheney is my favorite
Republican. They couldn't get a bipartisan commission to investigate it because everybody that is a critical thinker knows that this is going to be, they're going to take one nugget from whatever they're going to find out about the Capitol, and they're going to use it to try to shut down Republican voters in 2022 because Pelosi's afraid she's going to lose her speaker's gavel, and she probably will.
See you later.
There's already investigations underway, and she's named Adam Schiff, who... There isn't a camera that he hasn't lied to over the last several years. They've named Jamie Raskin, Zoe Lofgren. All of these people are part of the impeachment. They were impeachment managers. So to try to suggest that this is somehow an independent investigation and Liz Cheney now gets involved with it, I don't know. It's very partisan.
All right, Dominic, I'm going to skip over the next two hacks, McConnell and McCarthy. Kamala Harris, I always am interested in taking a shot at her because she's completely useless, and worse than that, it just is all about chemists. But you were talking about where she'd been. Wasn't there some report from her staff that they're upset because she's a bully and she treats people badly?
Well, Axios reported that's sort of like this whisper campaign against her, and that it's actually not true, and everyone coming forward defending her, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's,
imagine
it's
that.
Unfortunate because we don't hear enough stuff about men in these positions. And this
but that doesn't take away from her being a bad actor.
But every time you hear this stuff, it's about a woman, whether it's Amy Klobuchar being terrible.
They did it to Trump.
Staff.
I mean, they did it to Trump. All,
not
every
to his
day.
Staff, though.
But they went after Trump and said that it's a hostile work environment, anonymous sources, and then they come out and they weren't even working in his inner circle and all this stuff. I mean, these reports come out. It's what happens when you're the vice president or the president. And so this week, Politico came out with 25 sources. Now, all of them were anonymous, but 25 people within her office and within the president's office that say that it is a really bad work environment. And her spokesperson, Simone Sanders, came out and said, well, we're not doing bunnies and rainbows here. People need to realize that this is
lollipops and roses instead. Yeah.
But, is it an effort to take her down? Maybe. Maybe.
I just think, when you get down to the list here, the only two people we haven't talked about, number 9 is Tucker Carlson, who is a complete waste of time as far as I'm concerned.
Can someone explain to me? I find him
being spied on. He said
appalling.
That's the reason he's on the list.
So he says...
Spied on for what reason? Who would give a damn about him?
Why can't he say... I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's not unheard of. Look, the Obama administration...
Yeah, but why him? He's a useless turd. Why would anybody care?
But you think that. He's the most powerful person on talk radio. radio. I mean, on cable news.
That doesn't say much for cable news. If he's the most powerful guy.
Just because you don't like someone doesn't discount them. You don't like Kamala Harris. There are plenty of people that like Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
I mean, just because you don't like someone doesn't mean they aren't, like, rattling some cages. The story here, I mean, I get that you don't like him. You've made it clear. But the story is that he says the NSA has been spying
proof?
On him.
What is
his
evidence?
Proof?
You
is there know, proof of
what
that?
What makes him think
he
that?
Did. He did a whole show on the proof of the spying.
Where did he get the information?
So, like, what are some examples? Like, did he find a bug in his house? Like the mafia? Like, what
is he? I think he found email chains and such. I'll have to go through. I didn't watch the
Why
show.
Why would the NSA give two hoops
know,
about
right?
this guy?
Okay.
Honestly.
But let me just finish this thought. Remember, Obama's administration spied on James Rosen, who was the Fox News reporter that covered the Obama White House. They tapped his lines. They were listening to his conversations with his mother, and the same comment could be made. Why in the world would they care what James Rosen is saying? He's a White House correspondent. But yet, it happened, and it's been documented. There are accusations that the Trump administration was spying on some reporters from CNN. It happens. The government,
yeah,
I think we're waking up to
personal
see.
Personal records or something was weird.
Well, see, and now you believe that one. So, Doug, do you believe that one, too?
No, I'm saying that's what the report was. I don't know what I believe. I'm just saying the report came out
that
that's what they're saying.
All right, Bill Cosby is number 10.
We should have a level of privacy, and we should not think that maybe the government's going to spy on you, Doug. You say a lot of crazy things about China. Maybe they're going to start listening to you.
China,
maybe they already are.
Maybe
they
already
are. So it does matter, I think.
Let me get my cell phone, see if the Chinese are listening. I should, every time I start a phone, USOB Chinese people listening or whatever. Okay, next. Bill Cosby. DJV download this week has a focus on Bill Cosby, at least the one that's down there now at DJVshow.com. We have a lot to say about the cause, being released from prison, the grand jury tossed his conviction, and Felicia Richard now seems to be in the hot seat because she kind of supports. She's happy he's out, right? Because it was a travesty of justice.
Yeah,
so she
and
said.
She gets to. You know, if that's what she thinks, then she can have that opinion. There are plenty of victims who have come out and said, this sucks, and they get to get
Howard University, she's a dean at the theater school or something, said that her tweet lacked sensitivity. Says who?
Well, she walked it back and apologized and said she believes victims and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, but do you really, though? You're standing up for your friend, I get that, but, like, you know, do you really believe victims? Because there were 60 women over the course of, what, 20 years that came out?
That's a hard row to hoe. I think she's got a tough time with that one, but anyway.
Then you just don't say anything, maybe. You just tell your friend on the phone, hey, I'm glad you're out, but, like, you don't make a public statement.
Back to the story list in a moment, because we haven't talked about the Florida condo situation, which we certainly ought to. It's number 5 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine as we review the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable?
Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
All right, back to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. One of the things, there are a couple of trending things here. The story of Brittany and what's gone on with her, how that's going to, I think that is something that...
So can someone tell me what this is all about? Because there have been people who say there's more to the story, and then there's people who say that there's not, that the judge won't take her dad off the conservatorship. Like, what is
that's actually, yeah, that's confusing to people, and people ran with headlines that aren't accurate. So last November... there was a petition that Brittany wanted her lawyer to file to have her father removed from the conservatorship. Her lawyer never filed it. So after her testimony last week, the lawyer then filed it. So this is basically, the judge is just upholding a decision that she had made a while ago. It's really much ado about nothing. It just means for now, Jamie's keeping his position. So, but the back and forth with this case is just, oh my God, it'll make your head spin. But all interesting, right. Though, this has gone all the way now. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Bob Casey are now, they've sent out an official letter. They want to look into conservatorships and laws and things like that because Brittany's testimony has really brought the whole issue of conservatorships to the national forefront. Yep.
Yeah, one of the cutest things I've seen this week is a picture because it's Princess Diana's, it would have been her 60th birthday, and the whole business about the boys going together to the unveiling of the statue and stuff, is a picture floating around on the a couple of different, I'm looking at the one on Instagram, of John Travolta dancing with Princess Di.
Oh, remember that? That iconic photograph.
Oh, yeah. My God, what a great picture that is. It really is a great picture.
They had brushes on each other or something, didn't they?
Kind of. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, as much as he can crush on people.
Did he? I don't know.
The Florida condo situation, what an unbelievable mess. And you know what I wonder is, they tear this place down, will somebody be allowed to build another condo? You know what the value is of a beachfront property there. Somebody's bound to try to put up another place right there on that same spot.
They should probably wait and see if it's a sinkhole or not first, right? I mean,
well,
yeah.
I can figure that out pretty easily, frankly. But the situation hasn't really changed. It's one of those things that captures your imagination. But what do you say? What do you think? It is what it is.
Horrible.
That's, yeah, kind of. The heat wave, number six this week. The situation in the Northwest, the drought in the Southwest. It really is.
500 people in British Columbia died because of this heat wave.
Yeah.
121 degrees in Canada.
Unheard of.
Totally.
Yeah.
The record that Las Vegas holds is only 117 degrees. So it beat that. That's just crazy.
Yeah. It is.
But,
it does.
People like to say climate change isn't real, so sure.
Things are kind of upside down in this, this circumstance. You got to, what the heck is going on? That is a question. The world continues to turn, and we talk about it here. DJ Veers on the Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now, it's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items this week from the world of technology and how they've impacted or will impact you, because there's the present and the future. And here to do the honors is Victoria Keeling. Keeling, where'd that come from? Keeling that starts the world at number five. All right, if you count down, Victoria, from five to one, what's at number five?
Well, Microsoft had a kind of a buzzy week. They were in the news for several different stories, so we'll do like a little recap here. So the first one is, if you are still using Microsoft's Internet Explorer, like Doug, you are like the last two people using it, and it will officially be killed in August. So Internet Explorer, they announced, will officially be replaced with Microsoft Edge. And so that was one big news. And so Internet Explorer was, if you are not going to Windows 11, which that was another announcement that looks like the hint is that October 11th will be the debut of Windows 11. And so with Windows 11, it doesn't even come with Internet Explorer. It's completely disabled. It's now Microsoft Edge. That's the new default browser for Windows. So if you are on an older machine and you still have Internet Explorer, that will, you've got maybe about a year, and then you're going to really have to make some hardware choices. So, and then the other thing that kind of made some buzz, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, he's only the third CEO in Microsoft's history, he was asked about the future of work life, like what office life, work life will look like. He said hybrid work represents the biggest shift to how we work in a generation. And he firmly believes that this is how we're going to move forward. It's a new operating model. Microsoft Teams has now over 145 million daily active users. So that's pretty telling. That's double from the number from a year ago, pre-pandemic. So he said, I think coming out of the pandemic, we're going to have to define productivity in a more broad sense. And he said inclusive of collaboration, learning, and well-being, having that work-life balance at home. So I don't think he's wrong. I think that it is kind of a new frontier.
Number four on our list of the top five is a focus on something from Google.
Yep, Google will now tell users when search results are rapidly changing around a breaking story, essentially letting you know, hey, this might not be the most reliable story yet, we're still developing. The algorithm has now been tweaked to, it will give up a warning that says, if this topic is new, sometimes, you know, it can take time for results to be added by reliable sources, like major news sources. So, you might, if you're searching something that's brand new that hasn't really broken yet, whether it's the latest Bennifer sighting or something that's political, you will probably see this type of warning on Google now.
All right, number three, the dismissal of the bid to unwind Instagram from Facebook.
Yeah, this was a big week for Facebook. Facebook had a good week. I don't know how many weeks they're going to have that are this good, but this one was a good one. So on Monday, a U.S. District Court dealt a huge blow to the federal government's antitrust case against Facebook. They dismissed the complaint filed against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission. The lawsuit, which was actually filed late last year, it essentially wanted to unwind Facebook from their acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp. And so the judge dismissed it and said, you know, you can't just, there's no evidence here. You have to have evidence that not only, you know, did they block their competition, but they acquired their competition. You can say, oh, Facebook's too big, but the judge said, you know, you got to come with some more than that. He did leave the door open, though, for this to be revisited. The FTC has until July 29th to revise their case and possibly unwind Facebook and Instagram, but I don't know. I don't see that happening. That's how can you force a company to sell off part of its company? I don't know. I don't really know the legal grounds that they have to stand on for that.
Number two, Amazon looking for...
Here's another one. Amazon yeah, exactly. wants the Federal Trade Commission chair, Lina Khan, who's brand new and very vocal about antitrust issues, especially when it comes to Amazon. They want her recused from the purchase of MGM Studios that Amazon's buying. That will have to be reviewed by the FTC. So they're asking for her to be recused from that. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's literally why she was put in the position by Biden. So
exactly.
We'll see.
Number one, a huge breach this week.
Oh, yeah. This is another big one. So a second massive LinkedIn breach reportedly exposed the data of 700 million users, which is more than 92% of people on the platform. Email addresses, full names, phone numbers, physical addresses, geolocation records, usernames for LinkedIn, all this stuff got exposed and is now being sold on the dark web. So the best thing you can do, go in, change your password, don't reuse passwords for other apps, and freeze your credit reports so identity theft will not affect you.
There they are, top five items from the world of technology. It's Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.